Of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio. Inspiring, life-changing radio. From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines. Cause grow for objective approach in ongoing boundary delimitation. FIA Zambia welcomes investigation into fast depletion of prepaid units. 6 people injured after fire breaks out at Lagos International Airport. And in sports, FAS has rescheduled the 2026 AGM. With the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. President Hage Geingob has arrived in Botswana for a one-day working visit. The aircraft carrying the president touched down at Kasane International Airport at 0947 hours. President Geingob is in Botswana to jointly launch the Kazungula Bridge Authority alongside his counterpart Duma Boko. Upon arrival, the president was received by Botswana's Minister of International Relations, Penyo Butale. Now, the Zambian delegation that welcomed the head of state at the airport included Minister of Infrastructure and Urban Development, Charles Melupi, and Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security, Jack Mwimbu. The launch of the authority is being held in Chobe District, bordering Kazungula District on the Zambian side. According to Zanis, the authority is expected to enhance the management and operations of the strategic Kazungula Bridge that runs across the Zambezi River. Lusaka's Munali Member of Parliament Mike Mbosha and aspiring Chawama lawmaker Morgan Munda have called for a more objective and development-oriented approach to the ongoing constituency delimitation exercise. The two leaders made separate submissions emphasizing the need for reforms that prioritize equitable resource distribution, environmental protection, and improved service delivery across Lusaka. Now, speaking to One Love Radio News Desk during submissions to the Electoral Commission of Zambia, Mr. Mbosha says the delimitation process remains inclusive and should not be driven by personal or political interests.
The issue here is to make submissions that are sensible other than looking at our individual position. So if you see, the people that were making noise there are people that have been invited to here to support the individual interests of the so-called candidates. But I want to see candidates that will be speaking issues that are beyond their interests. This exercise is a very important exercise, like I said in my submission, and I expect that the ECZ officials continue to guide this process in a manner that at the end of the day, we must get the results that will help the people beyond ourselves. We are doing this exercise for many years to come, for the development of our constituencies many years to come.
Meanwhile, Mr. Munda has raised concern over what he described as a serious environmental and public health crisis in Chawama constituency in Lusaka. He says Nkoloma Ward 1 and surrounding areas are threatening Lusaka's underground water table due to poor sanitation, indiscriminate waste disposal and heavy reliance on contaminated borehole water.
And our water table there has shown that the fecal matter presence is very serious. The water density is serious. We see too much acid and too much heavy metal because of the same contamination from this waste. Now, what do we need to do as a district of Lusaka is consider the environmental factor, environmental degradation. Let's allocate more resources by delimiting Mrs. Chawama constituents into three constituents, fundamental constituencies. One, we need to ensure that Nkoloma Ward 1 must be declared as a constituency on its own. And the Ward 2, Chawama, it also should be declared as a constituency. Then Lilai Ward 4 and Ward 3, John Howard Ward 3, must also be consolidated into a clear one constituency.
And a senior stakeholder identified as Chikule has urged authorities to carefully interrogate population figures in Kanyama constituency before making final decisions in the ongoing delimitation exercise. Chikule has noted that Kanyama is recorded at approximately 529,000 people, the highest population figure among constituencies in the country despite being geographically the smallest.
Other issues that you need to take, it's not just something else. Most of the population is like that, therefore they just want to jump and do what they want to do. The issue is, you have to interrogate as to what is it that is motivating that concern to have such a huge population. And the moment you establish that, you'll be able now to know which way forward to take. What will happen is, they are saying, if you look at Kanyama there, all these markets, big markets, are where? In Kanyama. Go down on the ground and ask people, for how long have they been in Kanyama? They'll tell you, no, 2 months ago, 3 months. What are you doing here? No, we have come to do business here and there.
Now, still in local news, the Fight Inequality Alliance, FIA Zambia, has welcomed the decision by regulators to investigate the fast depletion of prepaid electricity units. FIA Zambia National Council convener Mwiza Zulu has explained that the unexplained rapid consumption was widening the inequality gap between wealthy and the poor. Mr. Zulu has emphasized that households with limited income were being disproportionately affected by the faster loss of units.
As the Fight Inequality Alliance would like to welcome the decision by regulators to investigate the fast depletion of electricity units, because as an alliance we see that the unexplained rapid consumption was widening the inequality gap between the wealthy and the poor. We would also like to emphasize that households with limited income are being disproportionately affected by the faster loss of units. The inspection of prepaid meters by the ERB, ZESCO and Zambia Compagua Standards Agency, ZCCA, and the Zambia Meteorology Agency will help establish whether us consumers are being billed fairly. Transparency in electricity metering is very vital to protect vulnerable families and many households are struggling to cope with rising costs that have been linked to the rapid depletion of the electricity unit. So accountability from ZESCO and regulators is also very necessary to restore public confidence.
Northern Provincial Permanent Secretary Bernard Mpundu has called for continued collaboration between the media and the police to ensure the safety of journalists. One Love Radio reports in Kasama that he was speaking at the opening of the media engagement workshop. Mr. Mpundu has emphasized that both the media and the police play a vital role in information dissemination as well as in maintaining peace and security. He has urged for greater professionalism, increased collaboration and ongoing dialogue on journalist safety and protection to prevent conflicts in the execution of their duties. The Ministry of Community Development and Social Services is conducting a training on the NGO registration and